MC meeting at 3 o'clock, right?
Got to have that. I think we may be able to drop the Mideast portion of it, Mr. President. They don't want that. I don't think they want to get Fozzie over here anymore. And I don't know whether you want to have a fruitless debate. I think the best thing that can happen
is... Right, how about Thursday morning?
Thursday morning is clear.
How about Thursday night? When do you leave?
About 10 o'clock Thursday night.
All right, would you rather do it Thursday?
I think I ought to do it...
Yeah. No, we ought to think about it. When do you want to do it?
Well, any time, Mr. President.
No. All right, wait. You said... these are all cats and dogs. I can transfer everything.
We could do it Thursday morning. If you'd like to do it tomorrow night, I'll cancel the Breen and I'll do whatever you say.
What's this about? You already saw him, I thought.
Well, I thought I'd review the whole situation. I just saw him for 15 minutes yesterday about the technical side. I thought I could review this whole situation with him tomorrow and trigger a final response on the summit by next Tuesday. If we don't get it by then, I'll just go ahead. And I thought I could do that best in a somewhat...
Baker, you wanted to let you know already, or something?
No. I think they want... Every indication we have is that they want it.
Yeah, there seem to be some...
I mean, the fact that they told Charlie Bartlett, the fact that they haven't... The fact that they haven't published those papers, the fact that they... But I can shift the brain into Thursday morning. I mean, there's no...
We'll have our meeting then Thursday, Wednesday night, and get it done. Would you rather do that?
Whichever you prefer.
I can do it either time.
Well, if you can do it either time, perhaps...
It'd
be best to go ahead with the Breen and end up meet with you Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, at 11 o'clock I got something, but otherwise I'm
fine. So why don't we count on whenever you get in and spend as much time? By that time I'll have my papers all together and I'll go through them with you.
You leave Thursday night?
Right.
And we can meet again late in the day? Just
oh, yes.
The rest? All right, we'll meet Thursday morning, say at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll have Hank sit in if you...
Anything you want. All right, and then we'll meet again in the afternoon. Yeah, I guess. Give us enough time on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. We'll meet at 9 o'clock. Ready to go 9 to 11. Take an hour, 2 hours. Whatever we need, and then in the afternoon, say around before you take off. You're taking off from here at 10 o'clock, I think.
Yes. 10 or 9, I have to check.
Fine. Well, anyway.
At any rate,
we'll be here then. Let's suppose it'll be as late as 5 o'clock.
Right, absolutely. 5 o'clock.
If we need to. In other words, we may not need to. We'll
see. We may just want to, just you and I review the thing. Now, I want you to know,
yeah.
I have sent out instructions that there to be no background, there's no meetings with the press. Each of these ambassadors that you may run into may tell you.
Oh, I understand.
Sorry. That's what they want for themselves.
The play.
I think it would help if we can afford it. see to have moved deliberately but decisively. We've been talking about a summit so long that we forget how Pickett will even appear to send a special emissary to Peking. But if we don't get a Russian summit, we may decide.
May
if you feel you need it, nothing is more important
than Asia. I know it's bad, but I have not needed it. We have to make some
way to mix it here. I agree, Mr. President.
That's it.
And I'm just putting
I know the impact is going to be enormous.
The ideal, if we could get the Russian summit, if we could string the Chinese one into April, with a Bruce visit before, and Bruce will play it so low-key that he won't skim the cream off.
I mean, I know you realize that others will go skim the cream off. They won't wait that long. I'm just thinking of what we've got to think about, if possible.
But you see, I think if we announce that we've had high-level contact with
the I should be the first to show other HLS is Bruce.
Well, you'll have been the one that opened it.
Yeah, I know.
You'll have seen
the same thing. It's the same thing. The first time an American politician goes there, that's going to be it. Everything else will be on course.
It's
a presidential candidate, see? That's what we're up against. We're up against the Kennedys, the Muskies, and the rest, handing it over there and knowing the left and all the right. And also, we get into the election year and, you know, and the primary. So I think you've got to weigh that too. I know that argument's the other way, but weigh this one.
First of all, we'll have to see what they really have in mind. Secondly, if they're very tough, and if it looks as if they're going to play this into a humiliation, then it's not in our interest to do it.
I know.
But
that's a different case.
But we got a message again from Pakistan today. They've sent a navigator down, and they're going to start flying this weekend to handle it. We can, if we get a Russian summit, then we're in good shape, as I understand it. And we can still say you've accepted a summit in principle.
Yeah. Best Bruce will go.
To discuss the
agenda.
To prepare and ground and so forth. And we'll have that phrase about peace in the Pacific and peace in Asia. Whatever.